just that you could get better at as you go into this next game against the Buffalo Bills?
You know, again, definitely a few things that we need to work on, but, you know, right now we're focused on Buffalo. So, you know, we have a lot of preparation to go through here for this week. Very good football team, and we look forward to preparing.
How similar is LeSean McCoy and Le'Veon Bell in the way they move around that line?
They're both very explosive, and McCoy, you know, is a guy that can make a play from nothing. So, again, it's just a lot of gang tackling, running to the ball, everyone getting to the football. It's, you know, pretty much how you stop guys like that. You got to get to them.
You guys are used to having quarterbacks like Tyree Hill who can kind of make move out of the pocket. Is he stronger, though, than some of the quarterbacks that are out there because of he just seems sleeker the way he moves?
I mean, he's very explosive, get out of the pocket, and, you know, he can make really good throws on the run. So, you know, he can still get a ball 60 yards downfield as he's running out of the pocket. So you really have to do a great job in the pocket, keeping him in the pocket.
Everybody's talking about quarterback pressure. How do you get more quarterback pressure or pressure on the quarterback? How do you guys go about that?
Again, you got to play great team defense, you know, secondary, up front. We got to work together. So, again, it's going to start this week in preparation and getting ready for a good team.
How much do you think?
Red zone defense was huge yesterday. It's something you guys had struggled with. What was the difference there, and what was the key to turning it around?
You know, again, it's you know, when you get down in there, you got to hold in the three, that bend but don't break mentality. So, you know, again, it's just continuing to work each week, and we worked hard at it. So, continuing to get better as a group and moving forward here, getting better as the season progresses.
How do you think if preparation is going to change this time around for Buffalo?
You know, again, it starts with just, you know, today getting in the film room and watching tape and, you know, just having a better week. So we look forward to preparing.
Rob, you used the term bend but don't break mentality. And that, on the outside, sometimes carries with kind of a negative connotation. But from the defensive standpoint, your standpoint, is the ultimate objective simply to keep people out of the end zone? And ultimately, that's defensive.
It's to, you know, prevent points from going on the board. You know, that's your job on defense, and give the ball to our offense as many times as possible, and give them the opportunity to you know, let the best quarterback in the league and play and get on the field. So defensively, keeping the points off the board and giving the ball to Tom.
Having not played against him the first time, you're kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to get out there in Buffalo. That's always a great atmosphere, and I'm excited.
This is a rivalry, but, you know, you guys haven't lost against them in the first time. Is there any added maybe revenge factor to it?
You know, again, it's just a really good football team that we have to really prepare well for, and it starts today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.